Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Since its first soldier's burial there in 1867, the Sitka National Cemetery has stood as a solemn resting place for over 1,000 veterans. This beautiful cemetery was laid out under the direction of General Jefferson C. Davis, the first commander of the Department of Alaska. Davis, who is not to be confused with President Jefferson Davis of the Confederacy, intended to use the land to inter military personnel who died while serving at Sitka's Marine Base or its Naval Hospital. Later, the U.S. Department of Interior loaned plots for the burial of impoverished prospectors. When the military withdrew from Sitka in 1912, the cemetery was all but abandoned, leaving dense underbrush to obscure the graves. The Sitka American Legion came to the cemetery's rescue in 1920 and secured $1,200 from the Secretary of the Navy to recondition the site. In June 1924, President Coolidge designated the land as a national cemetery. The following year, an executive order reduced the size of the cemetery, but with donations of land in the 1950s and 1980s, the hallowed ground grew to its present 4.3 acres. Among noteworthy persons buried there are Archie Van Winkle, Alaska's only Medal of Honor winner, John G. Brady, one of Alaska's territorial governors, and Charles Paddock, a Marine Corps pilot who was called the fastest man alive after winning gold and silver medals in two Olympics before dying in a plane wreck near Sitka. Perhaps the most interesting story, though, belongs to one of the first to be buried there, a young Army lieutenant who died by the hand of his closest friend and is the subject of romantic legend. Here is his sad story. During the early days of Sitka's military occupation in the late 1860s, two close friends, a captain and a lieutenant, both courted a Russian girl named Nadia. When Nadia gave her love to the lieutenant, the captain at first appeared to accept his loss. But sometime later, the captain and the lieutenant left to go on a hunting trip. After several hours, the captain staggered back to the village carrying the body of his companion, sorrowfully saying the lieutenant had accidentally shot himself. With his friend departed from this world, the captain once more vied for Nadia's heart, only to be rebuffed again. Not long afterwards, the captain was found dead with a note under his body explaining the truth, telling how he had challenged the lieutenant to a duel over Nadia, using the hunting trip as an excuse to hide their intentions. Sadly, he had lost Nadia's heart and had killed his best friend. Alas, he no longer had the courage to live. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.